Hi, I'm Laura, and welcome back to Dear Laura. I am answering questions from dental teams that I talk to when I'm speaking and that are sent into us via our website or social media. So thank you for joining. This episode, we're going to talk about patient accounts and morning huddles. So let's get into it. I have an office manager who's asking about, is there any tips that you have when it comes to breaking down patient accounts? Yes. That I have some tips. Here are a few of my high-level suggestions about breaking down patient accounts. But let me back up for a second to say why, because I always start with, like, why is this important? It's important that we know how to break down a patient's account correctly and be clear and knowledgeable and confident in what the patient owes, because that ultimately is part of the patient experience. When our patients come to our practice, you know, insurance is already not working in our favor. What they're going to pay for and what they pay for and how much is the balance and all that does not help us at all. Patients all automatically think we're the problem, not the insurance company. And then if we are not breaking their accounts down correctly, meaning balancing their accounts out correctly, and the patients get different answers from different team members, if the answers we give them don't make sense, if it's not clear, if our team's not confident in telling them why they have a balance, people are not going to be, they're already not excited to pay for dentistry. And then they're going to be less excited or less willing to pay because they're not trusting that we know where the balance came from. And the better we can get at making sure we know exactly where the balance is coming from and why, the better we're going to be at collecting from our patients and not having an AR problem. So a couple of the tips, and I'm an office manager. Front office rocks is what I founded. But prior to that, I've been an office manager for 20 years. I've made the mistakes. I've cleaned up accounts that were 5 years old. So these are tips that I have over the years that I'm like, okay, learned my lesson, not going to do that anymore. So my first one is literally separate the accounts so that as much as possible, so you're dealing with one person at a time. I thought it was great to have family accounts in the past, like this is the whole family and they all go under one account. But man, it makes it messy because you have mom and dad and kids, and this person's getting treatment over here. And then 2 days later, this person's getting treatment and they have a credit, so they use the credit. And then this insurance doesn't cover, and the doctor or the husband wants to use that. It gets so muddy, and there's always seeming to be some sort of an outstanding claim. It's really hard to explain to a patient where's your balance when it's three or four or five people under one account. So it's my suggestion that for adults, at least, whenever possible, you keep their accounts separate. You have mom and dad separate accounts. Now, the kids can go under one of the parents and should go under one of the parents as the guarantor, but you don't want to have mom and dad. And the reason I say mom and dad or two adults is because most of the time the adults are getting the larger treatment, right? Our balances are coming from the larger treatment. The kids are not. Now, if you're pedo or ortho, it might be a little different. But in general practice, the kids, they're getting cleanings and small things. It's the larger balances that the patients have problems with. So my first thing is saying keep them separate. The second thing, and explain that to the patient, because in the beginning, sometimes patients are like, well, we would love our accounts to be together. Well, explain to them why before you start, because once you start and it's all connected, it's really hard to untangle that web. The second thing then is to make sure that your team, anybody that touches insurance or financials, is fully trained. We many times let new employees go in and schedule their appointments, enter the new patient paperwork, enter the new, you know, insurance, whatever. And what happens is it gets muddied within our practice management software. I work with Colleen Huff, who's our insurance guru at Front Office Rocks, and she gets paid to go in and clean up insurance messes in dental offices because over the years, we've muddied the practice management software. We've put in, you know, extra insurance plans and different groups and different. And next thing you know, we've got 27,000 Delta Dentals 2279 plan, right? Like we've got so many plans and it's all giving bad data to what the patient actually owes because we don't have them connected to the right plan. So before anybody can enter insurance, change insurance, do anything in insurance within your software, they need to be fully trained. Because when we put in crap, you're going to get crap out, right? You're going to get, if you start with the wrong insurance, the wrong percentages, the wrong deductibles, the wrong, maximums, then we're going to have wrong results on the back end. And then we're going to be quoting to the patients the wrong amount. And then they're going to be questioning us because they still have a balance. And we told them one fee and it's another fee, or what we told them was going to be covered wasn't covered. Now, everything we say, which is my third tip, with a patient needs to be, this is just an estimate, right? You always need to be saying, everyone on your team, doctors, hygienists, everyone, this is just an estimate, because that's another part of the patient accounts where, you know, people are upset, patients are upset because they have a balance, because we told them it was going to be one thing and it's something else, and it was not clear that it was just an estimate. So we've got to make sure we're doing that. The next thing I would make sure that you do is you're putting in good notes all the way along the way. Insurance notes, patient notes, account notes, that we are clear in the notes. I would suggest that we use auto notes, like just like the clinicians do their notes in the same order. I also suggest we have our account notes in the same order, so that every time someone's looking at an account note, it's written the same way. Like, this is the total amount, this is what the insurance estimated, this is the deductible, this is the out-of-pocket, here's their balance. And that's because I want everybody writes notes differently, but when it comes to something as important as their clinical, you know, experience with us and their financial and insurance, I want it written the same way so it's clear. So anybody on my team can look at it and know exactly what they're looking at and be able to give the patient the exact information. So that would be the next tip that I have. And then lastly, I think it's a matter of just understanding that it matters to patients. I mean, I talked about it last time in a previous episode, that patients only know their insurance and their pocketbook. And when we are talking about their pocketbook, it matters, right? And so many times we're kind of flippant about it. We're not flippant, but we're so like, well, this is your deductible, this is your balance, how did you want to take care of it? And we don't realize that, or we don't remember what it's like to have a balance that's you weren't expecting, to have to pay a bill, and so we just show them their balance and we're like, oh, it's the deductible, you know, this is what your balance is, and not put ourselves in their shoes. And so there are some patients who I recommend, even if they have a $10 balance, that you take the time to explain to them exactly where the balance came from. If they've got a $50 balance and they're that kind of a patient, sit down with them at a desk or in your consult room and explain the details of why they have a balance. You know, we have patients who, some of them are the type A personality who really want to know down to the penny where the balance came from. So make sure in those cases that you're taking the time to really, I mean, I use a ruler, a calculator, and I write down each appointment and I figure out from each appointment where the balance came from, and it adds up to the penny so that I can give that type A personality patient what they need. Because ultimately, patients, if you go out and look on the internet about what patients say about the practice, the number one complaint on the internet about dental practices have to do with the front office and their experience. And most of those experiences have to do with the balance, have to do with, they told me one thing and I ended up owing something else. So this is super important to make sure that from the beginning to the end, we're super clear on what's going into our system, what we're telling our patients, how we're telling our patients, and then the outcome of it, that they understand where the balance came from, because it really does matter. So again, we do at Front Office Rocks training on how to actually break down, meaning go through each appointment and figure out what the balance is. If you do not have somebody on your team that's really good at it, you need to train somebody, because it's that important that we know how to make sure our patients are comfortable with paying their balances. So the next question is about morning huddle. So what recommendations do you have about going through the schedule in the morning huddle? I have a morning huddle outline available on Front Office Rocks. There's many options out there for how to run your morning huddle. But ultimately, my thoughts about the schedule part of the morning huddle is that so many morning huddles, when it comes to the schedule, is a doctor going through every appointment on the schedule and just verifying what we're doing that day. Okay, the doctor's going through and, okay, this is what we're doing. This is who the patient is. I don't need to have a morning huddle to read the schedule. Like, every one of us could just pick up the schedule and look at it and see who's coming in and what procedures we're supposed to do. So when we're talking about reviewing the schedule, I'm not a fan of just going through the schedule. What I'm a fan of, and what our morning huddle outline is, and what I recommend and train on morning huddle at Front Office Rocks, is that we are all coming together in the morning to have the important conversations about the day and the patients coming in that day. We are coming together to look at who is coming in that day and what things need to happen or do we need to know about them. Do they have outstanding balances? Have they brought their family members to us yet? Is their lab case in? Do they have outstanding insurance? You know, I can look at the schedule to see what procedures we're doing, but what I want to look at is the patient as a whole, as a team, with everybody on the team bringing their part of that and really breaking down what we need to discuss about that patient. And the second thing I want to look at is the schedule overall. Like, how's the day going to flow? Where do we need more teamwork? Are we going to hit our goals today? Where can we fix things so that we can hit our goals? Where can we move appointments so we don't have, you know, what can we do with the schedule to make it flow better? What can we do as a team to hit our goal because we don't have our goal scheduled? So I want to look at, as a team, before we start, like, rah, 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 how are we going to make this day great? What can we do to improve this day? What can we do to make this an awesome day? If we're just coming into the huddle just to review what procedures are on the schedule, don't have a huddle, which I'm not saying don't have a huddle, but that's not the purpose of a huddle. So hopefully that helps, you know, reviewing the schedule. It's important that, and you need to train the team of what they need to bring, because this is a group event. It's not people sitting around watching one person talk. It's everybody coming to the table with their part of the conversation so that we can go out and conquer the day as one brain, one team, not individual departments and positions. So again, thank you for the great questions. I'm loving that we're having so much activity and questions. And I would love it if you guys would tell me yours, put them in the comments, send it to us, reach out to us at Front Office Rocks, however you can get to us, find us, and let me know what you have going on in your practice. I'm also traveling around the country a lot this fall. So come out and find me at an event and let me know that you heard me on one of these podcasts and what platform you're listening to it on. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for joining me.